Chapter 7. Practice Makes the Master. When you're ready to change your life, when you're ready to change your agreements, the most important thing is awareness. You cannot change your agreements if you aren't aware of what you like and what you don't like. How can you change anything if you're not even aware of what you want to change? But it's more than just being aware. It's the practice that will make a difference. Because you can be aware, but that doesn't mean your life will change. Change is the result of action. It's the result of practice. Practice makes the master. Everything you have ever learned, you learn through repetition and practice. You learn to talk. You learn to walk. You even learn to write by repetition. You're a master of speaking your language because you practiced. This is the same way that you learned all the beliefs that rule your life, by practice. The way you are living your life right now is the result of many years of practice. During your whole life, you practiced every moment to become what you believe you are right now. You practiced until it became automatic. And when you start practicing something new, when you change what you believe you are, your whole life is going to change. If you practice being impeccable with your word, if you don't take anything personally, if you don't make assumptions, you're going to break thousands of agreements that keep you trapped in the dream of hell. Very soon, what you agree to believe will become the choice of your authentic self, not the choice of the image of yourself that you thought you were. The first agreement, be impeccable with your word, is all you need to create a beautiful life. It will take you all the way to heaven. But you may need support for this agreement. When you don't take anything personally, when you don't make assumptions, you can imagine that it's easier to be impeccable with your word. When you don't make assumptions, it's easier not to take anything personally, and vice versa. By not taking anything personally and by not making assumptions, you are supporting the first agreement. The first three agreements may seem difficult to do. They may even seem impossible for us to do. Well, believe me, it's not impossible. But I have to agree that it's difficult, because we practice exactly the opposite. All our lives we practice believing the voice in our head. But there is the fourth agreement, and it's easy. This is the agreement that makes everything possible. Always do your best. You can do your best, and that's it. No more, no less, just do your best. Do. Take action. How can you do your best if you don't take action? Always do your best is the agreement that everybody can do. Your best is, in fact, the only thing you can do. And the best you can do doesn't mean that sometimes you give 80% and other times you just give 20%. You're always giving 100%. That's always your intention. It's just that your best is always changing. From one moment to the next, you're never the same. You're alive and changing all the time. And your best is also changing from one moment to the next. Your best will depend on whether you're feeling physically tired or refreshed. Your best will depend on how you're feeling emotionally. Your best is going to change over time. And as you form the habit of practicing the four agreements, your best is going to get better. The fourth agreement allows the first three agreements to become deeply ingrained habits. Repetition and practice will make you the master. But don't expect that you can master these agreements right away. Don't expect that you are always going to be impeccable with your word, or that you are never going to take anything personally, or that you are never going to make assumptions. Your habits are too strong and firmly rooted in your mind. Just do your best. If you fail to keep one of the agreements, make the agreement again. Begin again tomorrow and again the next day. Keep practicing and practicing. Each day will become easier. By doing your best, the habits of misusing your word, taking things personally, and making assumptions will become weaker and less frequent over time. If you keep taking action to change your habits, it's going to happen. Eventually, the moment will come when all four agreements become a habit, You don't even try. It's automatic. It's effortless. One day you discover that you are ruling your life with the four agreements. Can you imagine your life when these agreements become a habit? Instead of struggling with conflict and drama, your whole life becomes very easy. If you're going to create anyway, if you cannot avoid dreaming, then why not create a beautiful dream? You have a mind, you perceive light, you are going to dream. If you make the choice to not create anything, you're going to get bored, and the big judge will resist being bored. Then, of course, it's going to judge you according to what you believe. Oh, you were lazy, you should be doing something with your life. Then why not dream well and really enjoy your dream? If you believe in your limitations, then why not believe in the beauty and power of life that's flowing through you? Life gives us everything, and everything in life can be a pleasure. Why not believe in the generosity of life? Why not learn to be generous and kind to yourself? If that makes you happy and you're good to everybody around you, why not? If you're always transforming, if your dream is always changing, even if you don't want it to change, why not master the transformation and create your personal heaven? The dream of your life is made by thousands of little dreams that are dynamic. Dreams are born, they grow, and they die, which means they're always transforming. But usually they're transforming without your awareness. Once you're aware that you're dreaming, you recover your power to change the dream whenever you choose. When you discover that you have the power to create a dream of heaven, you want to change your dream. And the four agreements are the perfect tool for that. They challenge the tyrant, the judge, and the victim in your head. They challenge all those tiny agreements that make your life difficult. And if you challenge your beliefs just by asking yourself if what you believe is true, you may find out something very interesting. All your life you tried to be good enough for somebody else, and you left yourself last. You sacrificed your personal freedom to live according to somebody else's point of view. You tried to be good enough for your mother, your father, your teachers, your beloved, your children, your religion, and society. After trying for so many years, you try to be good enough for yourself, and you find out that you're not good enough for yourself. Why not put yourself first, maybe for the first time in your life? You can relearn how to love yourself by accepting yourself unconditionally, and you can start by projecting unconditional love to the authentic you. Then practice loving your authentic self more and more. When you love yourself unconditionally, you're no longer easy prey for an outside predator who wants to control your life. You no longer sacrifice yourself for anyone. If you practice self-love, you will master self-love. Always do your best is the agreement that helps you to become the master artist. The first three agreements are in the realm of the virtual reality. The fourth agreement is in the realm of the physical. It's about taking action and practicing until you become a dream master. By doing your best over and over, eventually you are going to master the art of transformation. The mastery of transformation is the second mastery of the artist, which you can clearly see in the fourth agreement. When you always do your best, you're taking action, you're transforming yourself, you're changing the dream of your life. The goal of the second mastery is to face what you believe and to transform what you believe. The mastery is achieved by changing your agreements and reprogramming your own mind in your own way. The result you want is the freedom to live your own life instead of the life of the belief system. When that book of law is no longer in your mind, the tyrant, the judge, and the victim are no longer in your mind either. The transformation has already started, and it always begins with you. Do you have the courage to be completely honest with yourself, to see the truth about how you write your story? Do you have the courage to see your superstitions and lies? Do you have the courage to review what you believe you are, or are there too many wounds to see? Perhaps you're thinking, I don't know. but you're taking the challenge. You're transforming your dream, and it's happening right now because what you're doing is unlearning all your lies. The four agreements are actually a summary of the mastery of transformation. And the mastery of transformation is the process of unlearning what you have already learned. You learn by making agreements, and you unlearn by breaking agreements. Every time you break an agreement, the power of faith that you invested in that agreement comes back to you, because you no longer need to spend your energy to keep that agreement alive. You start by breaking agreements that are small and require less power. As you unlearn, you begin to dismantle the structure of your knowledge, and this frees your faith. As you recover your faith, your personal power increases. Your will becomes stronger. This gives you the power to change another agreement, and then another and another. Your personal power keeps growing and growing, and because you're much more powerful, you find that almost anything is possible. Soon you were making agreements that lead you to happiness, to joy, to love. Then these new agreements come alive and begin to interact with the outside world, and your whole dream changes. When you unlearn, which is what you're doing now, you begin by facing what you believe. How are you going to face what you believe? You only have one tool to do this, and that tool is doubt. Doubt is a symbol, of course, but what it means is very powerful. With the power of doubt, you challenge every message you deliver and receive. You challenge every belief in your book of law. Then you challenge all the beliefs that rule society, until you break the spell of all the lies and superstitions that control your world. As you shall see, the fifth agreement gives you the power of doubt. Chapter 8, The Power of Doubt.